Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska state troopers received a report of an aircraft crash south of Deep Creek at mile 138 of the Sterling Highway on July 12th around 4 p.m. An investigation showed a 1946 Aronca single-engine aircraft being flown by Brian Bilodeau, 26, of Kenai, had made an emergency landing on the Sterling Highway near mile 139 after having engine trouble. The aircraft landed but then struck the guardrail and flipped over into the ditch. Both occupants of the aircraft were uninjured. The city of Soldotna has provided a notice to the general public regarding the upcoming regular municipal election on October 3rd. The office of the mayor, as well as council seats B and F, are up for election. Soldotna City Clerk Johnny Blankenship explained the election process.
Starting in July, we put the candidate packets out there so that folks have time to get all the paperwork done. And the filing period is from August 1st through August 15th. After the filing period is over, then those folks who filed for the different seats, which is mayor, council seat B, and council seat F, then those folks' names get put onto the ballot, and then absentee voting will start mid-September, and the actual election day is October 3rd.
According to the brief provided by the city, the terms for all three offices to be filled are three-year terms, expiring in October of 2026. Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney, who is approaching the end of his first term as city mayor, stated his intent to file for re-election.
I will be filing for re-election as mayor. There's a couple of great projects we have going right now, and I'd like to see them through to the finish. That would be, of course, the field house, riverfront development, and a lot of the little things we have going on in the city right now.
Councilmember Dan Nelson, who currently holds council seat B, is undecided as to whether he will seek re-election.
I've enjoyed my time on Soldotna City Council and certainly wish to continue doing a lot of the work and dealing with the important issues of the city. However, at this point, I have not decided whether I will run again. So prior to the filing period, I'll make that decision.
Council seat F holder, Councilmember Chera Wackler, has also confirmed her intent to run for re-election. To be eligible to run for city office, potential candidates must be a resident of the city for at least 1 year preceding the date of deliberation, a citizen of the United States, and a qualified voter of the city. Candidates must fill out a public official financial disclosure statement with the city clerk at the time of filing a declaration of candidacy, and candidates must file the required campaign disclosure statements with the Alaska Public Offices Commission, as all candidates for public office are subject to the requirements of campaign disclosure law. Candidates must file a declaration of candidacy with the city clerk. Candidate filing period begins on August 1st at 8 a.m. and closes on August 15th at 4:30 p.m. The pilot of a small plane that crashed in Alaska earlier this month decided to make a forced landing after fearing the plane would not be able to safely climb over the mountainous terrain, according to a preliminary report released Thursday. Two passengers died in the crash. The report from the National Transportation Safety Board cites information provided by the pilot to an agency investigator during a brief conversation in an emergency room. Clint Johnson, chief of the agency's Alaska region, said the pilot's injuries had delayed a more in-depth conversation with investigators, but that one was planned. Alaska state troopers identified those who died as Brian Chitwood, 91, of Texas, and Rodney Murdoch, 73, of Kodiak. According to the NTSB report, the crash on July 2nd occurred minutes after the plane left the airport at Old Harbor, which is on the southeast coast of Kodiak Island. The plane, carrying four passengers and their baggage, plus the pilot, was bound for Kodiak, about 70 miles away. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.